Because we have a tax agreement, these wells should be included precisely because they extract oil and gas from the reservation. The fact they have not been included is a historic injustice that must be corrected. Since 2008, when the first tax agreement was signed, these border wells have generated over $200 million in production and extraction taxes, $31 million in the last biennium. All the revenue from these wells have gone to the state to the exclusion of the MHA Nation, even though they extract reservation oil and gas, and even though reservation infrastructure is used to service these wells.